Twitter is only the tip of the iceberg. It's only the doorway we've blown open to confirm everything we already told you, exactly as we told you, on record. And we've been totally vindicated. You've been vindicated. We've all been vindicated. But now we've got to bring them to justice, because the next leg of this should be congressional hearings showing clips 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, a year ago, with the executives from Twitter and Facebook and Google and all of them up there saying, we don't spy on anybody and watch what people say. We don't censor anybody. It doesn't exist. It's not happening. They lied to Congress. It's not just Fauci lying about gain of function. They lied about the censorship. They all did it coordination while Trump's in office with a defense authorization of over $2 billion. Imagine if Nixon had all the corporations and all the groups and the media and all and tens of thousands of spies and operatives all organized, illegally surveilling and censoring and spying, and he got caught doing that. What if he put in the Defense Authorization Act in 1972 to do all this stuff, but with low tech? They'd never let him put it in the defense bill, but it was in the defense bill. Almost no one was covering it. We were covering it. Zero Hedge was covering it. That's it. It's in the freaking legislation. And I can't believe Jim Jordan and them are this stupid that they didn't know this over the years. Now, they get a lot of big tech money, folks, and the Republicans have been soft playing this. They've been backpedaling. Trump backpedaled, didn't do anything. Oh, he talked a lot about censorship, but didn't do anything until he got censored. Now he calls it treason. It is treason. But when I was getting nailed to the wall and sued by the deep state and run over, I told all of you, hey, they're coming for you next.
In your discussion, in your answer, you also said that you were invited by a friend, Barry Weiss.
My friend Barry Weiss.
So this friend works for Twitter, or what is her?
She's a journalist.
Sir, I didn't ask you a question. I'm now asking Mr. Schellenberger a question. Please,
yes, ma'am. Barry Weiss is a journalist.
I'm sorry, sir?
She's a journalist.
She's a journalist. Do you work in concert with her?
Yeah.
Do you know when she first was contacted by Mr. Musk?
I don't know.
You don't know. So you're in this as a threesome?
There was many more people involved than that.
There was many more people involved with it.
Everybody got a kick out of that. I guess you could call what happened Wednesday afternoon an orgy if three reporters working together is a menage a trois. Then I guess when I called more than 15 reporters Wednesday to make sure this broke the next day, and now it's all over the place. See, InfoWars can't absorb and eat this whole elephant. And so a lot of journalists and reporters and talk shows, when they got a bunch of big news but can't get to it all, they just sit on it. Not me. And I don't tell the story to brag. I tell it because it's something other people should start doing. Other folks are starting to do it. I don't care about breaking the big stories. I care about defeating the New World Order. And if I don't have people in D.C. to go to the Proud Boys kangaroo trial, where the feds accidentally leaked the fact that they were ordered to destroy evidence and commit a bunch of other things that look like serious crimes, I just called up more than 15 different reporters and organizations and groups and pointed them at the court filing that was about to be made at 11 o'clock Wednesday night. Then it all started breaking yesterday as the press went and found out it was true. And now we've got all these articles out on it today. Proud Boys January 6th sedition trial halted after leaked chat log show FBI agent said her boss ordered her to destroy evidence. Ordered her to destroy evidence and more. Here's one out of WUSA, TV station in D.C. Spill of potentially classified messages upends Proud Boys trial. And when you go read these articles, it's everything I told you Thursday here on the show. And now it's all over the news today. And they may suspend the trial. They may have to have a mistrial. I mean, normally you would, but D.C.'s so corrupt. But see, that's a little example of an orgy. Because if you think, well, she's like, well, what are you doing talking to other journalists? That's kind of weird. Why are you sharing stuff with people? Because that's what you do when you're a real journalist. Now, I wear a pundit's hat, a journalist hat, a ranter's hat, a father's hat, a crazy man's hat. This is a talk show. We have a free-for-all here. But when it comes to hardcore breaking things, our greatest work has been handing the ball off to other people. And I've always said that's my mission, is to become obsolete. Now, we're far from obsolete, but we've come halfway. Because you look around the world now and you see what's going on, and it's like, Russell Brown sounds like Alex Jones. Matt Gaetz sounds like Alex Jones. Tucker Carlson sounds like Alex Jones. Joe Rogan sounds like Alex Jones. Everybody sounds like Alex Jones now. What the hell's going on? They got all these London Guardian articles, New York Times articles. Jones has infected the world. We can track what he says, and then later it's in all the talking points, even by Congress. This guy's the biggest menace the planet's ever seen. No. They're just taking the blinders off and seeing from the angles I look at things, from different angles, and they're getting it. And once the public gets it, it's not just journalists, it's the public, it's bye-bye New World Order. It's Friday. We got one hell of a transmission lined up today. The deep state's in full retreat. Stay with us. We'll be back. The hearings taking place in Congress are burning down the deep state. We're learning what we already knew, but it's all confirmed now, that major big pharma working with big tech and the government blocked the truth about COVID's origins and reporters and others that were exposing it. And, of course, the reign of terror continued on to go after those exposing election fraud, open borders, and more. It's all coming out. A giant organized crime, corporate, governmental syndicate with intelligence agencies generaling the operation to shut down and suppress the American people in a digital dictatorship. A digital dictatorship that was growing tentacles and getting up on its legs, but now is burning down to the ground.
I have to get to a question I'm amazed hasn't been asked of the two of you. This FTC consent decree, where it is government action subject to rigorous scrutiny under First Amendment standards, government action demanding that your names be listed. How did it feel when you found out that you were being expressly targeted by a government document based on your reporting?
It was chilling. I mean, it's disturbing. I never thought that would happen in the United States of America. Perfectly honest. I've lived in a bunch of authoritarian countries. I've visited a lot of authoritarian countries. Never thought this kind of thing would be going on here.
And the nexus to authoritarianism is the desire to control the nature of truth itself. Our understandings change about things. We learn new things. We challenge prior assumptions. But if a bunch of people in Washington, D.C. get to decide what the truth is and then enforce it on the country and then punish and target those who report on their conduct, we are drifting more toward that. How did you feel, Mr. Tybee, when you saw your name?
I was upset, obviously. I lived in Russia during the 90s and early 2000s. I was there when Putin took power. I was friends with a group of very brave, muckraking reporters in Russia, many of whom didn't make it. A few of them were murdered after Putin came to power. So I've always been conscious of how the risks that other reporters take in other countries are incredibly severe. And that's one of the reasons why I'm motivated to protect the First Amendment, because our country has the best protections for reporters in the world. But this kind of thing, where the government is looking for information about reporters, it's usually a canary in the coal mine that something worse is coming in terms of an effort to exercise control over the press. And so on that level, it's absolutely disturbing. Also, the Aspen Institute report that we published today, talked about today in the Twitter files thread, one of their recommendations was that the FTC be empowered to have unlimited power to search all data of private companies so that they could more freely and more accurately search the speech of ordinary citizens.
So we're trying to put downward pressure on the government's expanding authority to be able to engage in what we see mostly from dictatorships, what you're reporting and what you're observing is that actually they view this as a growth industry. The information business, right? This yes. Censorship industrial complex is a growth industry to the government.
I think the key thing also, yes, and the thing to understand is that NSF...
What is NewsGuard, and how are they part of the censorship industrial complex?
Yeah, and by the way, we talked about Richard Stengel. He's on the board of NewsGuard. NewsGuard and the Disinformation Index are both U.S. government-funded entities who are working to drive advertiser revenue away from disfavored publications and towards the ones that they favor. This is...
Now, you totally know, what I'm used to in this town is government officials pick their favorite outlets and they give them the best scoops and they give them the best stories. And there's a fusion of media and government that has long made me uncomfortable. But what you're describing now is literally the directing of revenue to certain media companies over other media companies designed and implemented with U.S. government funding and support.
That's right.
That is an astonishing way. If we do not take a look at NewsGuard, we have failed. And you talk about the brave reporting that occurs and what it subjects you to. I would suggest there is also political bravery that I have observed. While we've only heard from Democrats on this panel attacking you, discrediting you, a lot like they've tried to attack and discredit FBI whistleblowers who are truth tellers, there are brave Democrats who still believe in free speech. And I would advise my colleagues to look at the comments of Ro Khanna, who has been deeply, deeply concerned about this weaponization of government. And he believes these Twitter files are indeed worthy of our focus and our energy, and that is exactly what we are going to do.
Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us on this Friday transmission. Wow, the wheels have come off the New World Order, their engines blown, not just here, but around the planet. Humanity is waking up very, very fast to the technocracy, the mark of the beast, the global cashless society, the surveillance grid, the censorship straitjacket. Here he is, one of the journalists there in the hearings yesterday, Michael Schellenberger, on the censorship industrial complex Orwellian mission.
We went from, you go from a situation where we were fighting ISIS recruiting, and then it was Russian disinformation. And now they're in a situation where they're wanting to censor true information, accurate facts, because they're worried that people might behave in ways that they don't want them to. That involves mind reading at a level that is grossly inappropriate. I mean, I worry even about making this defense, because let's remember, the First Amendment protects our right to be wrong. Mm-hmm. It protects our right to lie. I mean, it's bizarre to me that we would need to make a defense of the First Amendment and remind people that we have a right to be wrong. And being wrong, as Matt was explaining, is a big part of being a human being and having a democracy. So this is disturbing and chilling, and you're absolutely right to be outraged by it. There needs to be a full truth and reconciliation that I hope everybody would appreciate having on this issue, because a lot of bad behavior has come out about what they've done.
And that reminds me, I sent these clips to the crew. There's one I forgot to send you, but it's all over the place. It was brought up a lot in the hearings in the last 2 days. And it's reading the Twitter files where the CDC and the New York Times and a bunch of other groups in this consortium of crime, this mafia organization of control, say specifically, okay, the vaccine's killing people. It is making people die. It is true. It doesn't work. But even though it's true, it's going to keep people from taking it. So we've got to suppress it. And that's what he was alluding to over and over again. Well, this is really technically true. Remember about a year and a half ago, the college sports player that had a full scholarship in Arizona, I forget the name, it was all over the news, had myocarditis. And the doctor said it was caused by the Moderna shot he took, and it almost killed him. And then they censored him on Yahoo and censored him on Instagram. His video had like 10 million views. And Yahoo said, well, we talked to the board at the UN that runs the censorship. And later, the head of that board last year, actually earlier this year, in January, she went on TV. We played the clip like 50 times, 15 probably, actually. And she said, oh, we actually run the censorship. We tell the big tech companies and the U.S. government what to do, and then they censor it. And they said in the article, well, we went to the UN board that runs the censorship, and they said, where it's true he had this myocarditis from the shot, we still suppressed it because it's going to cause vaccine hesitancy if people see his story. So we would advise him not to talk about it anymore. And I read that Yahoo article probably 10 times on air. And I'm just like, you wake up and the UN's in charge and they're like, oh, first we're going to censor because of ISIS or Russia or all this or racism or whatever. And now it's, well, we're going to censor the truth because then we can't control the narrative. And then the greater good we're doing will be stopped. Total war on free speech, as even mainline press is facing censorship and control. And go ahead and hit refresh on that headline, because I actually decided to rewrite the headline for the show today. There it is. New World Order's secret war against free speech has been blown wide open by historic congressional hearings. Watch live. So that's what's happening right now. And It's illegal from so many angles to have government and intelligence agencies and dinosaur legacy media with think tanks and big tech all working in tandem in these big workstations. And it's not just Twitter. We know about this because Elon Musk allowed it to be seen. So now he's under criminal investigation by the FTC and the FBI. They admit that. And they want to know who all the journalists are that he's let see the censorship files run by the FBI, because it was the FBI that one of their former senior agents running that department in Twitter. And they gave national security clearances to hundreds of Twitter executives so they can be given access to these classified databases and dashboards that can read all your private stuff that has everything about you. They have created an army of activated spies to illegally attack, surveil, censor, harass, and then deplatform and debank us. That's the social credit score. It's not coming, it's here. And now the big illegal social credit score is being exposed in Congress. The people involved all need to go to prison now.
And by the way, thank you for your support. The CBD product from InfoWarsStore.com is truly outstanding. I've got one of my family members on it, and it's working wonders. It is highly potent. It's very effective. We've tested it in the laboratory, and it's an extraordinary value. InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the CBD oil. I think that's the 1,000 milligram bottle that I'm referring to there, but there are some other formats that are available as well.
I want to get back to the war on the press. It's a lot bigger than that. It's a consortium directed by the Carnegie, Ford, and Rockefeller endowments that create the original master policy. Then it had been going on for decades secretly, but it accelerated under Obama. Then when Trump went in, he basically kept his people in government. So Trump was never fully president. They could then undermine, they could spy, they could surveil. They then fired up all these think tanks and all these, quote, news watch fact checker groups. All these big universities got involved, big corporations, dinosaur media, big tech. And they created all these different software systems where the different levels of the spies and operatives could communicate and coordinate with law firms suing people, lawfare, all of it. Debanking, harassing people, sending Antifa to people's houses when they chose to do so. This is a full high-tech political repression totalitarian mechanism. The worst the world's ever seen. Makes the Stasi in East Germany blush. Makes anything the Chi-Coms have thought up look unsophisticated. Because the Chinese know they're under control, know there's a social credit score. This is a social credit score being slid in under the radar in front of everybody. So it's hiding in plain view. So if you just admit it's going on, admit it's illegal, it'll start falling like dominoes. I'm going to hit this big clip dealing with the level of the control and how it causes massive death in a moment. But first, InfoWars is the recognized canary in the coal mine. InfoWars is the recognized standard of resistance. The enemy wants it shut down. They want it destroyed. We have fearlessly fought on, and you have done an amazing job spreading the word, praying for the broadcast and buying product. But I really need people that have been on the fence that can redouble their efforts spreading the articles and videos and clips to reach more people. And I need listeners and viewers that have never gone to InfoWarsStore.com to go there. We have the best CBD oil for half off what it is anywhere else, highest quality, what it does for your joints, your bones, inflammation, your neurons, your brain. Just look into wide spectrum CBD oil. It's a gift that God gave us. We have three different types, 25 milligram, 10 milligram, and 1,000 milligram. And it's powerful stuff. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today. You need it in your medicine cabinet. You need it. You need to have it. Get it today. Also, we have the great Ultimate Bone Broth. It's been sold out for over 2 years. Reformulated even stronger and better with the turmeric, the chaga mushroom, the bee pollen, the list goes on and on, the magnesium. It's back in stock. Discounted InfoWarsStore.com. Incredible what it does for your whole body, your immune system. Just strong as an ox. InfoWarsStore.com. The prebiotics sold out for over a year. That loved formula is now back. What it does for your gut flora and your intestines and your health is phenomenal. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com. or 888-253-3139. And by the way, for last year, we only had like 3 customer service people to take calls, and they did okay, but they were overwhelmed sometimes. We've hired 4 more people, and I would say our customer service that was A+ during all the crises the last few years went down to about a C+. It's back to an A+ right now when you call the toll-free number for any questions or information or to order over the phone. 888-253-3139. That is the number as well. I want to thank you all for your support. You want the nitric boost as well for your heart, cardiovascular system. We've got our turmeric 95. That's the name of the product. It's the same formula as Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. It's just directly from the folks we were already buying it from. So we were able to cut the price some. It's available and does amazing things as well. Infowarsstore.com. Okay, let's get to this. Representative Kat Kamik and Michael Schellenberger discussed Twitter censoring Stanford professors and Dr. Fauci basically running it and calling for a published takedown while he runs around in the public saying he never ran any censorship or wasn't involved in it. He's a criminal liar. Here it is.
Up on the screen, you can see an email from October of 2020. This is from then NIH Director Francis Collins to Dr. Anthony Fauci. It goes on in to say this proposal, talking about the Great Barrington Declaration, is from 3 fringe epidemiologists who met with the secretary, and it seems to be getting a lot of attention, even a signature, a co-signature from a Nobel Prize winner. Key line in here that I would like to point out. There needs to be a, quote, quick and devastating published takedown of its premises. I don't see anything like that online yet. Is it underway? Signed, Francis. Now, what I find interesting is if you fast forward into June of 2021, the Biden administration was raging at social media companies. There is communications that we can produce for the record that state we would like you to combat, quote unquote, misinformation. Now, we, thanks to the Twitter files, know that Twitter executives were using the term visibility filtering, and that really, to the rest of the American general public, was shadow banning, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So all of a sudden, we saw a rash of blacklists created by Twitter at the highest levels that were taking down some of the signatories and creators of this very Barrington Declaration, correct?
Jay Bhattacharya, the Stanford professor, who I don't think anybody considers a fringe epidemiologist, was indeed, I'm sorry, I didn't piece it together.
Let's hit pause. We're going to come back this up 10 seconds and play the rest of it because we're going to break here. But you understand that during the Red Scare and all of it, a few thousand admitted communists had their rights violated, and I'm against that because we don't want to become what we're fighting. And that's called by Hollywood and the left the greatest evil the planet ever saw. This is millions of people being shadow banned and surveilled and tracked just because they were telling the truth. And this is prestigious top university heads of departments with their Barrington Declaration, where it caused massive suicide, the mask caused bacterial pneumonia, huge amounts of depression, retarding the growth of children, causing millions to starve to death in the third world. I mean, it was horrible. It was a horrible globalist lockdown on the planet. And so a bunch of scientists get together and point that out and point out other inconsistencies, and they're like, this is too devastating. We want it shut down. And indeed, it did then get shut down. I mean, again, organized, massive criminal activity, way bigger than left versus right. This is just total control, and it's just the beginning if they're not stopped. The good news is the dam has broken. Stay with us. We are the battering ram. We are the juggernaut. We are the truth's weapon platform. We are at war with the tyrants. We are the info war. All right, my wonderful listeners and viewers. I could spend the whole 4-hour show on this, but let's just get through more of these clips now, and then I got a bunch of other news to hit. But this is historic. The corporate media and the rest of the criminals that are all complicit continue to gaslight you and say, we're not surveilling you, we're not censoring you, it doesn't exist. Remember 4.5 years ago when they were deplatforming me? They said Jones made up a term, deplatforming, even though we had the documents. Jones made up the term shadow banning. Why we don't do that? Why government's not involved? And I'm like, here's the damn documents. Obama put this in place in his last month in office in 2016. So it's so frustrating when we've known all this for a long time, but the good news is the public's finally getting it. Just 3 years ago, I confronted Sundar Pichai, the head of Google, at some of these kangaroo hearings. And in that same hearing where I was being attacked but couldn't testify, as I sat there listening to him testify in the room, they went back to an old thing about, is it true Google can track your location? No, sir, we don't do that. That's like saying the sun doesn't come up or isn't yellow or that water isn't wet. But forever, they would not even tell them they were tracking people because the Congress was so technologically illiterate. But now you notice the growth curve of knowledge is here. Now they know everything they're being told is a lie by big tech, who, again, is the consortium that lets all this tyranny take place. So finish up the clip talking about the Great Barrington Declaration and these top professors and how Fauci and others had their minions censor it, and they gave the order, and it happened. Here it is.
Jay Bhattacharya, the yes. Stanford professor, who I don't think anybody considers a fringe epidemiologist, was indeed, I'm sorry, I didn't piece it together. He was indeed visibility filtered.
Correct. And so this blacklist that was created that really was used to deplatform, reduce visibility,
yes.
Create lists internally where people couldn't even see their profiles. That was used against doctors and scientists who produced information that was contrary to what the CDC was putting out, despite the fact that we now know that what they were publishing had scientific basis and, in fact, was valid.
Absolutely. And not only that, but these are secret blacklists. So Professor Bhattacharya had no idea he was on it. I mean, this is East Germany Stasi kind of behavior. That's what this is. And the Great Barrington Declaration, by the way, I was skeptical of it at the time, but it actually now looks pretty good in terms of how response to COVID. But even if it was totally wrong, it still deserved, I mean, this is the whole point of the First Amendment, is that
absolutely.
I think we all have the experience of you're not right until you're wrong a lot. You know, you actually have to have that debate and that conversation. So by repressing that, we actually stifled, I think, a much broader conversation we could have had about how to effectively respond to COVID because they were secretly blacklisting people like Jay Bhattacharya.
And once it's not secret, the criminal activity can be exposed, documented, and defeated. So this is the moment we've reached. It's a very important moment. And this censorship isn't just medical. It's elections. It's how they game knowledge and information stories so you can't see something like the Hunter Biden laptop they knew was real to manipulate elections. At that level, they did interfere massively in the elections, 100 times what the Russians could ever dream of. And it was the criminals that have hijacked this country that did it. They did steal the 2020 election just by algorithmic manipulation of the news and election information, where 98% of it was pro-Democrat in major studies. Now, here is Congressman Thomas Massie discusses Pfizer board member Scott Gottlieb's role in censoring tweets about natural immunity, which is a known fact. Here it is.
I also found, as a result of the FOIA, CDC tracks every tweet that a congressman puts out. Not just Republican, but Democrat. They keep a spreadsheet. They make it every week. This showed up in the FOIA for me because I'm in their spreadsheet that they track. Why is this interesting? Okay, so they're tracking congressmen's tweets at CDC. They're enrolled in the partner support portal at Twitter. And then I found, this is why, I found Alex Berenson's report very interesting because what he found out is that Scott Gottlieb worked hard and Twitter complied, it looks like, to censor a tweet from a doctor about natural immunity. Guess what? On the same day that that doctor's tweet was censored, so were my tweets on natural immunity. Why is this important? What is consequential about the date? This is 3 days after the military vaccine mandate came out and a week before the federal vaccine mandates came out. This truth was toxic to a narrative that Pfizer was spreading, that Joe Biden wanted out there so that he could force the vaccine on everybody, whether you'd had natural immunity or not. Now, I actually You guys might not agree with me on this. I don't think the press gets special privileges on the First Amendment. I don't think Congress does. I think every American, by virtue of being an American, has the right to free speech enshrined in the Constitution. So I'm not so much worried that they censored a congressman, but they disabled all the comments from my constituents. Those are the voices they squelched. And my beef is not with Twitter. But my beef is with the CDC and these federal agencies, and I encourage you all, if you can, to find more about this. And do either of you have any comments on?
And what is the federal government doing with spy agencies and the Justice Department in league with the CDC secretly doing all this? Again, that's illegal beyond imagination. Now, I'm going to say something here really important for all the other talk show hosts and all the other members of Congress, everybody else that's tuned in right now. Listen to me. I've been proven right ahead of everybody else because I actually do the deep research. This is all I do. My head's in the game. Listen to me. Do you know what the problem is with these hearings? Do you know what the problem is with all this? Think about it. We owe Elon Musk a great debt of gratitude, regardless of who he really is, because these are good actions, and Christ said, you judge a tree by its fruits. This has opened a window into this criminal activity, but Twitter is the junior tech company of the big five. It's the smallest of the Apples and the Googles and the Facebooks and all the rest of it and their subsidiaries. Okay? They're doing all of this with the same groups the exact same way at all the other platforms. And so we're all talking about Twitter as if it's only happening over here. No, it's happening all over the place. And while we're all focused on Twitter, we need to be understanding that the evidence is everywhere else in the other groups, and we need to get Google and Facebook and their YouTube and Instagram subsidiaries exposed here. Now, separately, what is the system doing to distract from this? They're still trying to suppress it. They're still censoring on YouTube and everywhere else. J6, they're putting labels on and blocking. When you expose Real J6 or when you expose the Twitter files, you go to YouTube, they're blocking that. Well, they're putting informational disinformation links and they're saying that isn't true when it is. So they're still doing it. They're still shadow banning. They're still outright banning. They're still demonetizing. They're still harassing. And this is a social credit score. And while all that's going on, Jill Biden and Anthony Blinken are presenting an International Women of Courage award to a biological man on International Women's Day at the White House. And Hershey's making a man their woman spokesperson. So they're total distraction, diversion, destabilization of civilization with a bunch of clown world stuff about, oh, look, we have a man that's a woman that's an admiral, you know, that's number two in the Department of Health. And it's all just to scramble our brains. Here's the ridiculous award. We'll go to break. We'll come right back with even bigger news. Stay with us.
In Argentina, Alba Ruada is a transgender woman who was kicked out of classrooms, barred for sitting for exams, refused job opportunities, subjected to violence, and rejected by her family. But in the face of these challenges, she worked to end violence and discrimination against the LGBTQI+ community in Argentina.
So they're taking everybody's rights and then holding up a man, saying a man's really a woman, as everybody's rights. Just, it's absolute crap, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, so I don't understand how I can see the whole thing crystal clear, how the whole thing operates, how it all works. I told you 6-7 years ago how the whole operation is done, how it all intersects, how it's all connected from human intelligence sources, research, just understanding it. It's not that hard if you actually want to put the pieces together. But most people look at things one-dimensionally or maybe two-dimensionally, and they don't have a historical context. So let me explain this again. Twitter is only the tip of the iceberg. It's only the doorway we've blown open to confirm everything we already told you, exactly as we told you, on record. And we've been totally vindicated. You've been vindicated. We've all been vindicated. But now we've got to bring them to justice, because the next leg of this should be congressional hearings showing clips 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, you know, a year ago, with the executives from Twitter and Facebook and Google and all of them up there saying, we don't spy on anybody and watch what people say. We don't censor anybody. It doesn't exist. It's not happening. Meanwhile, they're watching congressmen's accounts and banning them and shadow banning them. It's, I mean, Rand Paul, 2 years ago was like, natural immunity's better. All of a sudden, show it in a Senate speech and YouTube banned it. Took it down. And then Rand Paul got mad and went to Rumble. Great, go to Rumble, but also be on YouTube. Be on every platform. You're a senator. Fight against them. A senator could be wrong, but you get a chance to hear him on the Senate floor. Remember Rand Paul? 5 minute Senate speech? He's a medical doctor with poster boards up there talking about natural immunity. How the media was saying, oh, the science shows natural immunity doesn't exist. Remember that? And then, well, maybe it does a little something, but the shot's much better. All of it was a lie. The shot starts erasing your natural immunity. On record. By five of them, you don't have one. Your white blood cells are turned off. It's called VADES. That's a real thing. We coined the term. Now it's in the medical literature. That's what it is. So they lied to Congress. It's not just Fauci lying about gain of function. They lied about the censorship. They all did it in coordination while Trump's in office with a defense authorization of over $2 billion. Imagine if Nixon had all the corporations and all the groups and the media and all and tens of thousands of spies and operatives all organized, illegally surveilling and censoring and spying, and he got caught doing that. What if he put in the Defense Authorization Act in 1972 to do all this stuff, but with low tech? They'd never let him put it in the defense bill, but it was in the defense bill. Almost no one was covering it. We were covering it. Zero Hedge was covering it. That's it. It's in the freaking legislation. And I can't believe Jim Jordan and them are this stupid that they didn't know this over the years. Now, they get a lot of big tech money, folks. And the Republicans have been soft playing this. They've been backpedaling. Trump backpedaled, didn't do anything. Oh, he talked a lot about censorship, but didn't do anything until he got censored. Now he calls it treason. It is treason. But when I was getting nailed to the wall and sued by the deep state and run over, I told all of you, hey, they're coming for you next. Here's Jim Jordan yesterday in his opening statements.
The truth is, we want to focus on protecting the First Amendment. Mr. Schellenberger, are you a Republican?
No, I'm not.
Do you got any, you know, pro-Trump bumper stickers on your car?
I voted for Biden.
Voted for Biden. You don't have any MAGA hats laying around your house, right?
I do not.
Yeah, but you said earlier, both you and Mr. Taibbi said, this is the most chilling thing you've ever seen as journalists. Mr. Taibbi, the same thing. You're not a Republican either, right?
No.
You didn't vote for Trump. I mean, like, this is about protecting the First Amendment. Mr. Taibbi, I want to read from your Twitter file number 9. You say this: after weeks of Twitter files, the Bureau issued a statement Wednesday, referring to the FBI. Here's what the FBI said. It is unfortunate that conspiracy theorists and others are feeding the American public misinformation with the sole purpose of attempting to discredit the agency. You then follow up, and this is why I think you're an award-winning author. You then follow up, they must think we're unambitious if our sole aim is to discredit the FBI. After all, a whole range of government agencies discredit themselves in the Twitter files. And then you go on to, in this particular Twitter file, to talk about what Mr. Bishop was just talking about, the GEC at the State Department. You talk about the CIA. You talk about the DOD. You talk about the FBI. You talk about the DHS. You talk about the Foreign Intelligence Task Force, which is a combination of all these. But there was one agency you didn't mention because you didn't know at the time. One agency, one, you got almost the whole alphabet, but you didn't mention one agency, the FTC. Because you know about them now.
Yes, we
do. You know about them now in an up-close and personal way. You didn't know then, but you do know now. December 2nd, as I said earlier, December 2nd, the first Twitter file comes out, Mr. Taibbi. And I think there are five others, including the ones from Mr. Schellenberger. December 13th, the very first letter that the FTC sends to Twitter after the Twitter files, 11 days after the first Twitter file. There have been five of them come out. The FTC's first demand in that first letter after the Twitter files come out is identify all journalists, I'm quoting, identify all journalists and other members of the media to whom Twitter worked with. You find that scary, Mr. Taibbi, that you got a federal government agency asking a private company, who in the press are you talking with?
Yeah, I do find it scary. I think it's none of the government's business what... which journalists a private company talks to and why. I think every journalist should be concerned about that and the absence of interest in that issue by my fellow colleagues in the mainstream media is an indication of how low the business has sunk. There was once a real esprit de corps and camaraderie within media. Whenever one of us was gone after, we all kind of rose to the challenge and supported.
Used to be.
Yeah.
Used to be the case.
That is gone now. We don't protect one
another.
What
else used to happen? Democrats used to care about protecting First Amendment free speech rights, too. Now it's like, okay, if you're attacking... And I said this on the House floor. I said, don't think they won't come for you. Oh, the big tech, big media, the cancel culture, they may come for Republicans and conservatives now, but they never. The mob is never satisfied. They will keep coming. Mr. Schellenberger, you know who the chair of the FTC is?
Not... personally.
Lena Khan. You know who she used to work for?
My understanding is the Judiciary Committee.
Yeah, she's worked for these folks. The same folks have been attacking you today. Same folks. Chair of the FTC. Work for them. Here's what they said. Here's what she said in a letter where they ask about who these journalists... Again, they named four journalists by name. You were two of the four. As I said before, I think it's frankly courageous and brave of you to show up today when you know the federal government's got an eye on you personally. Here's what they asked for in that letter. Any credentialing or background check Twitter has done on journalists. Now think about that. The federal government is saying we want you to do a background check on members of the press, freedom of the press mentioned in the First Amendment, and they're doing that. They want Twitter to do a background check on you before they can talk to you in America? The FTC, led by Lena Khan, who used to work for these guys, is asking that question. Now we know. Now we all know why you guys said at the outset, this is the most chilling story. And you guys are New York Times bestsellers, award-winning journalists. But in all your time in the journalism field, this issue, most important. And how this, I think, what did you call it, Mr. Schellenberger? This is complex. What did you call it?
Censorship industrial complex.
Totally. This web of censorship, big government, big tech, NGOs, all this web of censorship that Mr. Bishop was getting into in his line of questioning. That's what this committee is going to get to. And that's not right or left. That's not, this is just right or wrong. This is wrong. We know it's wrong. And it's about protecting the First Amendment.
Now, again, what's the big takeaway? We're now learning what we already told you exactly how it all works. This has already been public for many years. It's just getting worse by the day and bigger and more out of control, and more weaponized. And this is not about the First Amendment. The First Amendment is one piece of it. It's government with intelligence agencies, big tech and dinosaur media in illegal consortiums, surveilling everyone with AI in live time, and then censoring everybody in live time. And then going out and harassing people, and in many cases sending Antifa to their house. I can play you the congressional hearings 4 years ago where they would get up in the hearings and say, why is InfoWars number one on Twitter today? And they said, sir, we saw it at lunch and we took it down. So they really have been schizophrenic about this. They'll admit they're doing it, then say they're not doing it, but it's racketeering. It's organized crime, this giant web, this giant consortium coming after everybody. This is dictatorship, digital dictatorship on everything. The end of free elections, the end of everything, if this doesn't get stopped. We need more than hearings, but the FBI won't indict anybody because they're at the center of it. This is a coup, folks. A digital technocracy coup. And InfoWars is the probe that's gone in through and beyond. But we're only here because of you. Please pray for us, and please keep us on air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and underwrite us continuing in the fight. I can't do it without you. We've got products you need. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. So, you've seen on this show just today, bombshell after bombshell after bombshell that will affect the world for the better and that's putting the tyrants on their heels. But we can't do it without your support. I just did 2 hours. I did plug in the first hour. I just did 2 hours and did not do one plug. You tune into all the rest of the talk radio, because I get it. Nobody listens to the ads. They're plugging in the segment, out of the segment. The start of the segment, out of the segment. I can't do that. Our money problems would be over if I just did that. We have sponsors lined up out the ass, but I cannot stand to do it. I just want to sell supplements and books and films at InfoWarsStore.com that empower you, that enrich your mind, that inform you, and that keep us on air. So, less than 1% of listeners actually buy products. Most listeners do share the articles and videos. That's why we're so successful. You're the reason we're successful. Not just the great guests, not just the great analysis. But I can't do it without you. So I need those that have been on the fence for whatever reason to go get the best CBD oil you're going to find out there for the price. It's the highest grade at less than 50% off what anybody else sells it for. To go get our nitric boost. It's so good for your heart and your blood and your whole cardiovascular system. To get our great prebiotics sold out for over a year. Finally back in stock, 40% off. Or the ultimate bone broth sold out for over 2 years with supply chain breakdowns. Now, finally back in stock. And the vitamin D3 gummies and the sleep aid knockout and so many other great products like Down and Out and the new turmeric toothpaste that is full of vitamins and minerals and tea tree oil and highest quality iodine, not just the turmeric. So good for your gums, so good for your cells, so good to rejuvenate your body. InfoWarsStore.com is the coordinates to get great products and know at this critical time you are fighting against the tyrants. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We are barely in the black. I humbly appreciate your support, and I'm asking those of you that have supported to support again. Get great products at the same time, and I'm asking those of you on the fence to take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's a win-win situation. Only way you lose is not taking action. Make a straight donation as well on the site, InfoWarsStore.com.